Starting here on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines down, the Gemara is continuing to discuss what exactly we learn out from the pasuk of Kasher Asah B'Yom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasot L'Chaper Leichem, that just like we do now, now meaning the Miluim, the Shivat Yomei Miluim, where you separate out 7 days prior to B'Yom Hashmini, so too Lasot L'Chaper Leichem. What exactly do we learn from that? We had the Gemara state originally that it referred to the Maseh Parah and to Yom HaKippurim. Now the Gemara is moving along and asking about other options for separating. We went through the possibility that it was the Karbanot. We also went through the possibility that it was one of the Regalim. And we rejected those because in the Miluim, they were 7 days prior to one day. And over there, those are 7 days of Yom Tov. Then we tried with Shmini Atzeret to say, well, there you have 7 days prior to one day. And the answer that we gave there was either you have 7 days of Yom Tov, not 7 days of Chol prior to it, or the fact that Shemini Atzeret is not really a complete regal b'fnei atzmo, it is still connected to Sukkot. Now the Gemara is up to the question, v'ema Atzeret. Why don't we suggest that it's Shavuot? Shavuot has all of the trappings that we're looking for in order to extrapolate from the case of the Miluim. 7 days before, one day of Yom Tov, so why don't you require prisha for Atzeret just like you do by Yom HaKippurim, or just like you did by the Miluim? So there you have prisha shiv'a liyom echad hu, because that is a separation of 7 days for Yom Echad. So Amar Rabbi Ava danim parechad v'ayel echad, mi parechad v'ayel echad. Just like by Yom HaShmini it says, egel ben bachar lechatat v'ayel le'ola, so too we have a par and an ayel by Yom HaKippurim, parechad and ayel echad by the Musafim of Yom HaKippurim. But by Shavuot, that is not the case. By Shavuot and Parshat Emor, when it discusses the karbanot you bring, it says there that you bring on the lechem, the shtei lechem, shiv'at kvasim tamim b'nei shana, par ben bekar echad, which matches, but then ve'elim shnayim, that you have two elim. So that is why we choose Yom HaKippurim to match up with the Miluim, and not Shavuot. Gemara says, wait a minute, that only works well, hanich l'man damar Yom HaKippurim alechad, that there's only one island Yom HaKippurim. L'man damar shnei elim ninhu ma'iki l'meimar, but according to one who says there are two elim, then you have a different story, because by the Musafim that we just read, we saw there was a parachad, ayelachad, and shivak vasim. But also in Achrei Mot, in the Avodat Yom HaKippurim, it says, u'me'ib b'nei Yisrael ikach, shnei yisirim izim lechatat, ba'ayelachad le'ola. And you bring one ayol for an olah. That ayol that the Bnei Yisrael bring on Yom HaKippurim, what is its relationship to those that are found in Chumash Pekudim, found in Parshat Pinchas? So that is a machloket Tanaim, the Tanyo. Rabbi Omer, ayol echad hu ha'amur kan, hu ha'amur b'chumash Pekudim. That which is mentioned in Achrei Mot, that ayol is the same ayol that is in the Musafim in Parshat Pinchas. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, there is only one ayol le'olah for Bnei Yisrael. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Elim Heim. There's really two Elim. Echad Amor Kan, one in Parshat Achrimot, Echad Amar B'Chumash Pekudim. And separately, there's another ayol in the Musafim. That means that it turns out on Yom Kippur, you actually have Shnei Elim. You have Shnei Elim, then you're back to square one, which is that Shavuot looks exactly like Yom HaKippurim now. Shnei Elim in both cases. Now, as Tosafot points out, there are a lot of ways that you can work around this. Number one is that we quoted the Chovat Hayom from Shavuot, but if you go look at the Musafim of Shavuot, you have a par ben bekar shnayim, ayel echad, and shiva kenasim b'nei shana, meaning that the Musafim of Shavuot involve two parim, one ayel, and then shiva kvasim. So there's two parim already, should eliminate that from the contention because you have two parim. So it turned out on Shavuot, you actually have three parim, the two parim from the Musafim and one that's Chovat Hayom. So he answers that way, maybe on the Miluim we also have something like that, because you also have the Parim of Rosh Chodesh that came on the day of the Miluim, so there too there was two Parim. So Tosafot says, no, we only focus on the Chovat Hayom. With regards to Chovat Hayom, we have a Par Echad by Shavuot, and we have a Par Echad by the Miluim, and that won't eliminate it. On the other hand, you could argue also that you have Shnei Si'irim. By Yom HaKippurim, it says you have Shnei Si'irim Lechatat. That matches up with the Miluim, because the Miluim have a Si'irim Lechatat, which is part of the Miluim, plus they have their Si'ir of Rosh Chodesh. So you have two Si'irim Lechataot that are found by Yom Kippur and by Miluim. And that's not so simple, because by Shavuot you have the same thing. By the Musafim of Shavuot, you also have Si'irim Echad Lechaper. And by Parshat Emor, by Shavuot, it says also there that you bring a Sir Echad L'Chatat. So actually two Sirim by Shavuot as well. So you have two Sirim by Shavuot, two Sirim by Yom HaKippurim, and two Sirim by the Day of the Miluim. So that can't be the differentiating factor. As far as the parim are concerned, when we look at the chuvat hayom, with regards to the par of Shavuot, the chuvat hayom is only par echad. Look at the miluim, the chuvat hayom is also only par echad. Look at Yom Kippurim, you also only have par echad. So the only differentiating factor is this, the elim. Because by Yom Kippurim, there's only an ayil echad, at least according to Rabbi. By the miluim, there's also only an ayil echad, the olam. And by Shavuot, by chuvat hayom, you have shnei elim. But according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who says that even in Yom Kippur you have Shnei Elim, then you run into a problem. Because you have an ayil from Parshat Achrei Mot, and you have an ayil from Chumash Pikudim, which means that Yom Kippur also has Shnei Elim. And that won't allow you to say that Shavuot is excluded because of the Shnei Elim. Mar says, Afilu Teima Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Hotam Chad Chavot Hayom Chad Musafim, by Yom Kippurim, the Shnei Elim are not exactly the same. One of the Elim is Chavot Hayom, that is in Parshat Achrei Mot. One of the elim is in Chumash Pikudim in Parshat Pinchas, and that is one ayil there as well. Afuki Atzeret or Tarvayo Chuvat Hayom Ninu. Whereas by Atzeret, both of the elim are mentioned in Parshat Emor, and there are actually two elim over there. It also has an ayil echad in the Musafim, which is separate, but that's in the Musafim. As far as Chuvat Hayom, you have two elim, which is not true by Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim has only one ayil in Chuvat Hayom, even according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The second ayil comes in the form of the Musafim. And by Shavuot, we say that the Musafim, the Karbonot of Musafim, are separate from those in Parshat Emor, because the Par and the ayil do not match up. Whereas by the Musafim, it says the Parim are two, and the ayil is Echad. By the Hakrabat Ha'olah that goes with the Lechem, it actually turns out to be the opposite. It's Par Echad, and Elim Shnaim. So based on that, we will say also that the Shivat Kvasim are different, and you have two sets of Karbonot that come on Shavuot. One is Chuvat Hayom, and one is the Musafim. And if you look at the Chuvat Hayom, those Shnei Elim are all have to do with the Chuvat Hayom, and that's why we're going to exclude it. Well, now the Gemara moves on and says, well, Ema Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we use Rosh Hashanah as an example of a day where you could have 7 days of separation prior to that and end up with one day of Yom Tov, or one day of Kiddush Ha'am. The Prisha Shiva Yom Echadu. It's a separation of 7 days for one day. Amar Rabbi Abbahu, Donim Par V'ayo Shalo, Mi Par V'ayo Shalo. Avuge Atzeret Rosh Hashanah, Ditzibur Ninhu. There's a big difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Now the truth is that the Karbon Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are the same. It's Par Echad, Ayol Echad, and Shivak Vasim, plus the Sira Zeim Echad Echatat. So as far as the Karbonot of Musafim, they are identical, where Shavuot is different, because it has Parim, Shnaim, Ayil Echad, and Shivak Vasim. So the Musafim and Shavuot are different. Tosfot said he wanted to dismiss that, because that's not what we're focused on. We're focused on Chuvat Hayom. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Chuvat Hayom is the Karbonei Musaf. And therefore, they do match up with the Karbonei Musaf of Yom Kippurim, and they should have the same din as the Miluim. On the other hand, if you look carefully at the Miluim, there, when we talk about the Par and the Ayil, those are the Par and Ayil of Aharon. Those aren't the Karbonot of Bnei Yisrael. And so too, by Yom Kippurim, we have a Par and Ayil that are brought by Aharon, and nothing to do with Bnei Yisrael in terms of the Chuvat Hayom. So forget about the Musafim. Let's just look at the Chuvat Hayom. We have a Par and Ayil of Aharon by the Miluim. We have a Par and Ayil by Yom Kippurim. That you do not have by Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, Tzibur Ninu. By Rosh Hashanah, you only have Karbonot Tzibur. You only have the Karbonei Musaf. So Gemara says, Hanich Alaman Damar, that works well, according to one who says, Kach Lecha Mishalcha, Vaseh Lecha Mishalcha. Whenever in the Torah you find a term that says, Kach Lecha, you should take for yourself, or Aseh Lecha, that you should make for yourself, that means that you personally have to fund it, that you have to sponsor that korban or that object. Alaman Damar Mishal Tzibur, when it says Aseh Lecha, or it says Kach Lecha, it doesn't mean literally from your own possessions, but rather, the Tzibur contributes the monies for this, and then you or Aaron, whoever it is that is going to utilize the object, then takes it over and does it as a personal, quote-unquote, karban, even though it's sponsored by the Tzibur. So then Gemara says, Ma'ika the Meimer, according to him, what are you going to say now? Because that means that the Par and Ayil of the Miluim and the Par and Ayil of Yom Kippurim are also sponsored by the Tzibur. Everything here is paid for by the Tzibur. That means Rosh Hashanah by the Musafim should also be able to be included. Tatanya, Kach Lecha Mishalcha, Vaseh Lecha Mishalcha, Vichuei Lecha Mishel Tzibur, because that's in the plural. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that there's a difference between the singular and the plural. When it's written in the singular, it's your responsibility. When it's written in the plural, it's the Tzibur's responsibility. On the other hand, Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Ben Kach Lecha, Ben Vichuei Lecha Mishel Tzibur. It's irrespective of what's Lashon is used, whether it's singular or plural, it always comes out of the funds of the Tzibur. So ma tamal lomar kach lecho. So then why would the Torah use the singular form? Because it says kibiyachol mishalcha ani rotze yoter mishalehem. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I really want yours more than I want that of the tzibur. So in order to say that in a personalized way without offending Bnei Yisrael, it makes it that that's yours personally, and that belongs to the tzibur, even though both of them are purchased by the tzibur. But it's as if Hashem is saying that I much rather yours, that's why I'm formulating it in the singular rather than the plural. So now, Abba Chanan Amar Mishum Rabbi Elazar. Patu v'chad omer, by the Aron, it says, v'asita lecha Aron eitz. This is found in Sefer Dvarim, that you should make an Aron eitz. V'chadu v'chad omer, in Pashat Shuma, v'asu Aron atzei shitim. You have it in the plural and in the singular. So haketzad said, how do you reconcile between them? Now the truth is that maybe you don't have to reconcile between them, and that we had in the Gemara in Shkalim, which discussed the fact as to whether there is one Aron or two Aronot when it came into the Mishkan. And this might be the source of the fact that there are actually two Aronot. But if you believe there's only one Aron and you're going to reconcile between them, then how do you do that? Kan bizman shiso osim ritzono shel makom. Kan bizman she'en osim ritzono shel makom. It depends. When Bnei Yisrael are doing what Hashem wants, then it's in the plural form, meaning that I want the Aron, I want that which Bnei Yisrael are giving me. On the other hand, when they're not doing what Hashem asks of them, then it's ki'ilu of Hashem says, I just want yours, Moshe, I don't want that of the tzibur. That's why it's written in the singular and in the plural form. Although the truth is, if you look in Parshat Truma, it's very interesting because when it comes to the Aron, it says, Vasu Aron Atzei Shitim. That is the only thing that is written in plural there. The remainder of the commands with regards to the Aron are all written in the singular. And so is it true by all the other Kelim there in the Migdash Mishkan, that they're all written in the singular form. Based on that, the Ramban has a Shito there, that when it came to the Aron, each one of Bnei Yisrael had to contribute a piece of it because of the fact that it said Asu, that they have to be participants in the Aron, not anything else in the Mishkan, but just with regards to the Aron, everybody had to a piece of it. There he says whether they took a special donation just from everybody for the Aron, or whether through Kavanah they were able to join in the Aron. But the Ramban actually notes that distinction, that it's only by the beginning of the Aron, it says in plural, but everything else is in singular there. There are those who want to differentiate between the eights and the gold and the Zahav. The Zahav of the Aron, which is akin to all the other Kelim in the Mishkan, that you can say has a din like Klei HaMishkan, and not everybody has to be a participant. Rather, the Atzei Shitim of the Aron, that is unique, and that's where it says Asu, and that Bnei Yisrael have to have a part and parcel of the Aron. That might be unique to the wooden part of the Aron. So here we have a reconciliation of that about the personal ownership of Moshe Rabbeinu with regards to the Aron and Bnei Yisrael's ownership. So Adgan lo plige, the Gemara says, okay, they don't argue ela b'kichot de alma v'esiot de alma. That's true about when the Torah in general uses the word kach or asiya. That's where they have this argument. For instance, kichot de alma, kach lecha samim. So there when it says to kach lecha samim, to make the ketoret, over there they have a machloket about whether it has to come out of Aaron's personal pocket or does it come from the tzibur. Asiot de alma, which is a selecha shtecha tzotzot kesef, when Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to make the silver trumpets, does it have to come out of his pocket, or can Bnei Yisrael sponsor it? Avahanach prushe kamefaresh de mishalchahu. By the Miluim and Yom HaKippurim, it's obvious to us that it's clear to us that it comes specifically from the Kohen Gadol and not from Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Miluim, how do I know that by the Miluim? It says, Ve'el Bnei Yisrael to deber lemor, chusir izim lechatat. So it says by the korbanot that the tzibur brings, it says kechu in the plural form. So then beforehand it says, in the pasuk before that it says, Vayomer el Aron, kach lecha igel ben bakar lechatat lamali. Why do we have to say kach lecha? If the kechu already means to take it in the plural form, and that would apply to everything, then why do you need an extra kach lecha by the pasuk before? It must be that it's coming to teach you kach lecha as opposed to chu in the plural form. That contrast indicates to you that the kach lecha is here, dafka, and he must buy it out of his personal monies. Shmamna kach lecha mishalchahu. That means that it has to come out of your own pocket. But there it says, Bezot yavo Aron el HaKodesh, prepar ben bakar lechatat. By Yom HaKippurim in Parshat Achreimot, it says, this is what Aron has to bring to go into Lifnai v'Lifnim. So then you have after that, Umnei Bnei Yisrael yikach, Bnei Yisrael yizim lechatat, that you take from Bnei Yisrael. And then the subsequent pasuk after that is Vikri Aron to Parchadad Asher Lo, his. So why do you have that contrast again? Made Bnei Yisrael Yikach, and then now it's all called the Parchadad Asher Lo. It's his. Why is it his? Meaning, why is that different than what was before, which was Bnei Yisrael Yikach? That contrast again tells you that it's literal over here, that asher lo means that he literally paid for it. So shma mino, hai lo mishalohu, comes to teach you once again that that lo means that it's his own personal possession. Ravashi amar, dani parlechatat va'ayol de'ola, mi parlechatat va'ayol de'ola, tefuke rosh hashanah v'atzeret tetervayol lo tninhu. So here is a very simple answer. As Tosafot says before, he doesn't understand why the Gemara didn't pick this up. So he says it must be in the nature of the way that the questions were asked. In the prior series of the Gemara, the questions were asked in a different context, one at a time. But if you ask the question together of Rosh Hashanah and Atzeret, Rosh Hashanah and Yishavuot together, then you can draw an easy distinction. By the Miluim, it's a par lechatat, or an egel lechatat, and an ayol de'olah. By Yom Kippurim, it's a par lechatat ve'ayol de'olah. Whereas, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and to Atzeret and to Shavuot, over there it's a par echad le'olah, and it's an ayol echad le'olah. So over there you don't have any comparison. The ayol that is mentioned by Shavuot and by Rosh Hashanah are elim le'olah and a par le'olah. So if that's the case, then it doesn't match up with the Miluim. The Miluim has a par lechatat, and Yom HaKippurim is the only place where you have a par lechatat and an ayol le'olah. And that's why Yom HaKippurim is learnt out from the Miluim, and why Rosh Hashanah and Shavuot have no connection to it. Ravina Amar, Tanin Avoda Bekoin Gadol, Me Avoda Bekoin Gadol. Bafuke Kulu Kushiatan, Delav Avoda Bekoin Gadol Ninu. That's a very simple distinction. And again, here Tosva points out that the question must have been posed to Ravina in this way, that he got all the questions that we had before all together. That he got both about Shmini Atzeret, the Regalim, the other Karbanot, Rosh Hashanah, and Shavuot all in one shot. And he says, let me tell you, it's a very simple distinction over here, which is that all the avoda of Yom HaKippurim must be done with the Kohen Gadol, and so too by the Miluim. All the avoda must be done by the Kohen Gadol, and that's Le'akev. Whereas, Afuke Kulu Kushiatan, Le'avoda B'Kohen Gadol Ninu. Any one of the other instances where we raise the issue over there, there's no need for the Kohen Gadol to do the avoda. If he wants to, he can, but he's no different than any other Kohen there. And for that reason, there's a distinction between Yom HaKippurim vis-a-vis any other Yom Tov that you're going to mention. Whether it's Rosh Hashanah, Shavuot, Shmini Atzeret, Sukkot, Chag HaMatzot, all of those do not require a Kohen Gadol. And that's a distinction that we can draw. Bikadamri, Amar Ravina Danin Avodah Tchila, Me Avodah Tchila. Or the other differentiating factor is that both Yom HaKippurim and the Miluim initiated something for the first time. By the Miluim, we initiated the use of the Mishkan, the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That was the first time it's put into use. So too, the Yom HaKippurim, the first Yom Kippur, was also the initiation of bringing the Ketoret and going in, Lifnai V'Lifnim. So both of them include something that is for the first time. Lafuke Hani, that comes to exclude all the others, the Lav Tchila Ninu. None of the others are a beginning. So my tchila, what does it mean tchila here? Ilay mitchila b'kohen gadol, that tchila means that it's the kohen gadol who does all the work by Yom Kippur and Yom HaShmini. Hainu kamaita, that's the same as the first answer. El avodat tchila b'makom, me avodat tchila b'makom. And as I explained before, the correlation between Yom HaKippurim and the Miluim is that both of them refer or speak about the beginning of avodah in a particular place, the starting of the utility or the usage of a part of the Mishkan by the Miluim, it's about the usage of the Mishkan, bringing the Karbanot on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Whereas for Yom HaKippurim, it's the utility of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And therefore, it's a beginning. And since it's the beginning of the utility or usage of a specific place, that's why they have a correlation between them. All the other times are just Karbanot that are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So that is no different than what was done at the Miluim, and they don't have that unique characteristic of being a tchila or being a beginning. Kiata Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Matnichado. So when Rav Dimi came, we saw this again in Shkalim, that Rav Dimi was Minichuta, that he was one of those people that came down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he used to bring the memorot of Rabbi Yochanan from Eretz Yisrael. And here he says, Matnichado, he says that when it came to the Pasuk that we were trying to learn out from the Shivat Yimei Amiluim to other areas, which is Kasher Asav Yom Hazeh Tzivah Hashem Lasod Lecha Perlechem, there's only one thing learned out of there, and that is Yom HaKippurim. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, others have the Girsa of Reish Lakish, although it seems to me it makes more sense that it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi here, Matni Tarte, he says two things learned out, Parah Aduma and the Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Yochanan, Matnich put lasot lechaper, that is, all together in one shot. What both has asiya and kapara, that's Yom HaKippurim. And that's the only thing we learn out prisha from the Miluim for is Yom HaKippurim. Yeshua ben Levi, and again, if you switch it to Reish Lakish, matnei tarte, there are two things here. Lasot elu masei para, the chaper elu masei yom kippurim. Lasot is the masei para, and the chaper is the masei yom kippurim. So Rabbi Yochanan matnichado. How can Rabbi Yochanan say we only learn one thing out? V'hanan tanan. We have an explicit mishnah that says shiva yomim kodem yom kippurim. That we have this requirement that you separate out the individuals going to do it. The Kohen Gadol by Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen HaMashiach by the Para Aduma. So it's explicit in the Mishnah. Where does Rabbi Yochanan come up with that if he doesn't learn it out of this Pasuk? Gemara says, it's a Mailu that we do by Para Aduma. Like we said before, because they're Metamehim B'Tvuyom, they made other issues or other things that give it a significance or a special status. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that the separation of the 7 days of a Parah Adumah is not learned out of the Psukim, but rather, it's simply a sequester to give significance to the act of the Parah Adumah, but not something that we learn out of the Pasuk. V'amar Rabbi Myume Bar Chilkiya, Rabbi Machsia Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So here we have another set of Amoraim quoting Rabbi Yochanan, saying, Kasher asah b'yom hazeh, tziva Hashem lasot l'chaper lechem, lasot elu masei parah, l'chaper elu masei yom kippurim. Over here, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is suggesting that you learn both things out of the Pasuk. So how do we reconcile in Rabbi Yochanan? The truth is, anywhere else in Shas, when you have two Amoraim quoting Rabbi Yochanan, the answer that's given is, Trei Amorai, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. And that's the truth is, you could have answered that here as well. But we actually know that Rabbi Yochanan quotes his Rebbe in this position, and that is, How de Rabbe? That is his Rebbe's position. When it comes to learning out both Parah Adumah, as well as Yom HaKippurim, that's the position of his Rebbe. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan himself does not believe that. He thinks it's only Yom HaKippurim that's learned out. Because the Chiyat Ravin, Ravin's the other individual, Rav Dim and Ravin are the Nechuta, those that came down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and they brought the memory of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. This is Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Yishmael. Lasot Elu Masei Parah, Lechaper Elu Masei Yom HaKippurim. So that's how we distinguish in the two memorot of Rabbi Yochanan. One memorot of Rabbi Yochanan is b'shem his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmael, who says that it applies to both Parah Adumah and to Yom HaKippurim. We learn both of them out of the Miluim. On the other hand, we have the statement of Yochanan, which is his own position, that it only refers to Yom HaKippurim and not to Parah Adumah. The obvious question here is that how does Rabbi Yochanan argue on Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael is a Tano, and Rabbi Yochanan is an Amora. We never see anywhere that Rabbi Yochanan is given that elevated status to argue on a Tano. So the Tosafot suggests over here that it has to do with the fact that he quotes it b'shem Rabbi Yishmael. He quotes b'shem Rabbi Yishmael, which tells you that there are others that are cholik on Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael is a dat yachid, and the Rabbanan arguing him. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that we're going to have on tomorrow's daf, we're going to have a braita that supports Rabbi Yochanan's position. So Rabbi Yochanan can hold like the braita. He has a tana that supports his position, and because of that, he can argue on Rabbi Yishmael. So Amalei Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan, now Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan. You're learning out Yom Kippur from the Miluim. And the way that Rabbi Yochanan structures it, he says he learns it out of the Miluim, that's a real limud. That what's by the Parah Adumah, that's a Mailu Ba'alma. So, but the limud that we have out by the Miluim, that's a real limud, and Yom Kippur is parallel to the Miluim. Ima Miluim Kolakatu Ben Me'akev, and if that's true, then just like by the Miluim, everything you do in the Miluim is Me'akev. We'll see why, we have drashot for that. So too by Yom HaKippurim, so too here by Yom Kippur, if that's the requirement of Prisha 7 days, it should also be Ma'akev by Yom HaKippurim. Okay, that's right, it is Ma'akev, you have to separate out 7 days beforehand. That's not, and then we have a problem with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, yes, you're Ma'prishim, the Kohen Gadol, but it also says in our Mishnah that we put in place his backup. But when it says you put him in his place, his backup, it says, Metkinin lo Kohen Acher, that we set up a new Kohen. But the backup of Kohen is not separated out 7 days beforehand. What happens if something goes wrong with the Kohen Gadol and the backup comes in to serve? He hasn't been sequestered for 7 days. How is he going to serve here if that's a requirement equal that he separates out 7 days beforehand? So if you want to tell me, oh, you know, matkinin means repair him, you also sequester him. Litnei, oh, idi matkinin, oh, idi mafrishin. If you look back in the Mishnah, then why did you change the language between the Kohen Gadol himself, where you said Mafrishin, same thing as it you say by the Parah Adumah, and then all of a sudden when it comes to the backup, you say Matkinin. You should have used Mafrishin in both cases, or Matkinin in both cases. The fact that you differentiated Lashon tells me that it's different by the backup of Kohen than it is by the Kohen Gadol. That means that it's not Ma'akev. But based on you, who you think is learnt out as a real limud out of Miluim, how could that be? So Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, well, then where do you learn it out from? If you don't learn it out from Miluim, how do you know you have to separate 7 days before Yom HaKippurim? So Amar Misinai. I learned it out from Har Sinai. Dichtiv, because it says in Parshat Mishpatim, Vaishkvon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai Vechiseo Anan Shesh Yamim. Then the presence of the Shekhinah was on Har Sinai for 6 days and the cloud covered it up. Vayikrai al Moshe beYom HaShvi'i. And then he called out to Moshe on the seventh day. So you see from here, Michtektiv, Vayikrai al Moshe beYom HaShvi'i. You only let Moshe come in on the seventh day. Vayishesh Yamim. Why do you need 6 days beforehand? Zeb Ne'av. This comes to teach you. This is a paradigm to be set up. Anybody who wants to enter into the area where the Shekhinah is present needs to separate beforehand 6 days. And the Goyen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim is entering Lifnai Lifnim, the place where the Shekhinah is Shorah. And if that's the case, he needs to separate out 6 days beforehand. Now, just two things before we move on to the next question of the Gemara, which is obvious, the question of the Gemara. It's number one is, how do we learn this out from Har Sinai? By the case of the Miluim, we know that it's an extraneous, or seemingly extraneous pasuk, and that's how we learn how to apply it to Yom HaKippurim. Mean the Miluim to Yom HaKippurim. Even though it's not the Dorot, we have a pasuk that takes it from the Sha'ah and makes it into the Dorot. By Har Sinai, how do you have that? So Tosafot claims that's also extraneous. The pasuk there didn't have to write that. He gives a formulation that it could have written without having to say the Shesh Yamim, and therefore the Shesh Yamim is extraneous and allows us to learn out the Dorot from Har Sinai. That's number one. Number two is, just point out again here, the fact that Reish Lakish connects between Har Sinai and Yom HaKippurim reinforces what we said in the introduction here to the Masechta about this connection between Har Sinai, the Mishkan, and Yom HaKippurim. That the three are correlated, they have similarities in their karbanot, in the fact that the presence of the Shekhinah, and so on and so forth, that's reinforced here by the fact that Reish Lakish uses Har Sinai as a source for the separation on Yom HaKippurim. Vanan Shivatnan. The obvious question here is, our Mishnah says he separates out for 7 days. According to Reish Lakish, you'll have to separate out for 6 days. Smadnitan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira hi. Our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, dechayish letumat beito. Because he worries about tumat beito. Tumat beito means the possibility that Goyen Gadol was together with his wife. And if he's Bo's wife and she happened to be a nida, then he would be a Bo'el nida. And a Bo'el nida requires 7 days in order to become tahor. So because of that, he needs the extra day. Now, the question is, once you have Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, what do you need Reish Lakish for? According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, you need the 7 days. So there are different answers in the Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim say in Ochanami. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, you don't need Reish Lakish, he has 7 days. But, according to the Rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, then you do need this separation of 6 days. And in Ochanami, you would separate out only for 6 days and not 7 days. Other of the Rishonim suggest that the difference here is between the 1 day. According to the 6 days, Amido Raita. The one extra day that you add on is only an additional day midrabanan. In Ochanami, had we not had the 6 days midoraita, we might have said all 7 days midrabanan. But now that we have 6 days doraita, then we only add on an additional day, that 7 day midrabanan. There are those who suggest that if the whole problem was boil nida, then the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol would only relate to separating from his wife. But here, the requirement of the 6 days that we learn out from Sinai tells us that the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol is not simply about separating from his wife, it's a complete sequestering of the Kohen Gadol in order to be ready to be nichnas le machaneh ha-shechinah. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish, Bishlam al-Didi, de'alfino mi-miluim, ainu de'tanyo. For me, that I learned out the Miluim, that I understand. Zev is Zev Mazina Lav Kol Shiva. We sprinkle on him all 7 days. Mikoch HaTa'ot Shayusham. From all the Parot Adumot that they had there. Now Rashi brings two interpretations. One is Mikol Para Para. Ayunotnim Tzat Mishmeret Min Ha'ifer Bechel. Every Para Aduma, they used to keep a little of the ashes there, and then they would sprinkle it on the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim for each one of them to make sure that he was Tahor for all those 7 days. Or the other possibility is Eifer Para Shel Moshe Lo Kala. That they were Moshe, Parah Moshe was there, and they sprinkled on him every day from the 7 days. So there you're sprinkling all 7 days, parallel to what happened in the Miluim. Because the Havinami Hazabi Miluim. In the Miluim, they sprinkled on Aron Ubanav, it says Vayaz, that they sprinkled the blood on Aron Ubanav every day. So just like there was a sprinkling every day of blood on Aron Ubanav, so too over here in Yom HaKippurim, we're going to sprinkle them on every day. Now the truth is, it's not so simple, because over there by the Miluim was blood, and over here we're talking about the waters of the Para Aduma. But according to Reish Lakish, you have no source, because by Sinai, there is no sprinkling of blood. And as Tosafot points out, the truth is there is sprinkling of blood by Har Sinai, and that is by the Dama Brit in Perek Chav Dalet, Moshe sprinkles the blood on Bnei Yisrael. Tosafot says it's different. Over there, it's clearly not for Tahara and Tuma. That sprinkling of the blood over there is the blood of the covenant. And that's why the blood is sprinkled over there. So it has nothing to do with the sprinkling over here, which is about Tuma and Tahara. And that's why Reish Lakish can't answer in that way. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, you learned it out of Sinai. Hazabi Sinai, mihavi. Was there any Hazabi Sinai? So I'm like, so Reish Lakish responds to him, why is it so simple? Mimiluim dam hocha mayim. In the Miluim, as we said before, it was dam. Over here, it's water. He says, alokasha, that's not a problem. The Tani Rabbi Chia nichnusu mayim tachad dam, that the water replaced the dam. Ela didach hazab Sinai miave. He says, but for you, where was there any hazab by Har Sinai? And the answer is mala be'alma. It's just a mila. It's a mila by Yom Kippurim that we sprinkle him on every day to make sure that he is tahor. And so because of that, we sprinkle on him every day, but it's not learnt out of Sinai. It's just an additional item that we do for the Kohen of Yom Kippurim. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, who seems to source it out of the Miluim, the fact that there it was dam and here it's water, that we have a braita from Rabbi Chia that suggests that the waters replaced the dam. And Tosfot asks the question right away, what do you mean the waters replaced the dam? Since when can you do that? So the answer that Tosfot gives is that the truth is it's only an asmachta be'alma. That pasuk from the Miluim that teaches us to Yom Kippurim is not a real limud, it's an asmachta be'alma. And since we're dealing with an asmachta be'alma, then it's okay to switch the dam out for water. Because the true meaning of the pasuk, or the pashtura pasuk, according to Tosfot, is, Kasher asabi yom hazeh, means on the first day of the Miluim, Tzivah Hashem lasot l'chaper lechem, all the remainder of the 6 days, for all 7 days. And that's the pashtura pasuk, and you can't learn out Yom Kippur from it. Yom Kippur is an asmachta, and if it's an asmachta, then we can play around between the blood and the dam. Others suggest that it's just got the concept of hazaah is in both of them, and therefore, whether it's water or dam doesn't really make a difference. And that's what Rabbi Chia is coming to teach us, that don't worry about the blood or the water. Hazaah is the main factor here. And so since both of them hazaah, there's some parallel between them that's okay to learn out. You don't have that by Sinai, and therefore, we can't learn it out of Sinai. And where do you get it from, Reish Lakish? All right, so summarize now, Rabbi Yochanan says himself that from the Pasuk by the Miluim, we learn out Yom HaKippurim. According to Tosafot, it's a smachto bi'almo. According to others, it's a real limud from there. That's the pre-shift for the going gadol in Yom HaKippurim. Why it's not ma'akev, we'll have to wait for in the remainder of the daf to figure out why that's not ma'akev with the backup. Or you can answer like Tosafot that it's just an smachto bi'almo and therefore it's not going to be ma'akev over here. When it comes to the Parah Adumah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's simply a ma'ilo bi'almo by the Parah Adumah. According to Reish Lakish, the source for the separation is Mi-Sinai. Why do we have 7 days here and 6 days over there? That we had different answers to do, either because it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira and the Chachamim disagree, or the 7 days in addition because of Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira and the 6 days are the core mi de oraita. But that's the source for Yom HaKippurim. And as far as the fact that you do require Hazaah on the 7 days that you separated before Yom HaKippurim, that we can't learn out of Sinai, that is a Maila Be'alma. Though we don't have a source for where Reish Lakish knows of the 7 days of separation for the Parah Adumah. But we could suggest, again, that it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, who says that it's 7 days, and 7 days because of his Isha and Bol Nida, and that's the only reason here. Tosfot says, well, if that's the case, what's the problem? Even if he had a Bol Nida, he would be a Tvul Yom on the 7th day. So Tosfot here gives a number of answers to that. One possibility is that the Tvul Yom that's mutar by the Parah Adumah is only a Tvul Yom of Mate, Tumat Amate, or Tumat Sheretz, not of Tumat Nida. The other possibility is, like Tosfot said earlier in the Masechta, that the Tvul Yom here we only created was Dirabanan. But we don't allow a Tvul Yom to Oraita to work the Parah Adumah. And so therefore, the Mishnayot that talk about 7 days are according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira, according to Reish Lakish. And that's why Sinai is about 6 days, and that only relates to the issue of Yom HaKippurim when you're nichnas to go into the Shechinah. Okay, we'll stop over here.